Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, August 24th, and the days ahead. Well, folks, can you believe it? We're at the end of August. I hope the month was a good one for you. Now, today begins with the moon in Aries, the cardinal fire sign. The moon in Aries is the sign of the warrior. The moon here is fearless. Added to that is a positively beneficial aspect, a trine to the sun in the fixed fire sign of Leo, the lion of the zodiac. That spells a day where the moon and the sun are in harmony, and it brings about a vibration of boldness, confidence, and a certain measure of aggressiveness. So go forth and conquer, but be careful. Now, this week sees two big planetary changes. Mars will exit Taurus, and Mars has been squeezed by an aspect from Saturn that has frustrated Mars's usual ability to get up and go, to get things done. Now, as Mars moves into Gemini, that's the watch out place. That happens on Wednesday. Watch out for your language. Gemini likes words and Mars likes to fight. So when you put Mars in Gemini, it's fighting with words. Now, Mars is also not the most thoughtful planet in the zodiac. So when Mars is in Gemini, it's a combination that's famous for speaking without thinking because you get so impulsive. Now, it can be inspired speech if you're an inspiring kind of human being. But for the most part, Mars in Gemini can exceed the bounds of restraint. Now, key to understanding this position is the fact that Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is retrograde. Oh, to make matters even more complicated, Mercury this week, especially on Wednesday, that seems to be the heated day of the week, is crossing over the karmic knot between fire and water signs. It's backing from Leo into Cancer. Now, Mercury doesn't do well in Cancer because Cancer is an emotional sign, and emotions can take over Mercury's so-called rational mind. What does that add up to? It adds up to emotions overtaking your rational speech with impulsiveness. So the caution here is to be careful of what you say. Curb the urge to speak in hurtful language. With Mercury retrograde, it will only come back to haunt you and perhaps echo for a very long time. Now, the other big change this week is that Venus is moving from Leo, the diva, into Virgo, the virgin. Now, Virgo is the other ruled Mercury sign. Now, when Venus moves into Virgo, it forms a square with Mars. In other words, Venus and Mars are duking it out. What does that mean? Well, relationships may find more areas of contention than areas of harmony. Mars wants to assert itself over Venus. And Venus is about compromise. So you know what that means. Mars is running away with it. Now, typical of this is that there will be squabbles and outbursts. And if the relationship is not on a solid footing, it could escalate into battles or even breakups. Now, there's something even weirder going on, and that is that while Venus moves through Virgo, there's kind of a karmic veil that hangs over it. So the planet of love, romance, art, and personal finance and marriage crosses the south node. The south node has a way of making things disappear. It's like a black hole that swallows the light. So watch out. It could be that a relationship that has run its course is up. And usually when it's up, it's up. Now let's look at Mercury. It continues its retrograde motion. And this has been an unusually difficult transit for many people because Mercury has gone from Leo over the Gadata knot into Cancer, bringing up the past, especially a past that involves people who have left our lives. Now, it's an opportunity to make peace with that and forge ahead if possible. But Mercury wants you to resolve certain relationship issues for sure. That's what its retrograde motion is all about. And finally, the two biggest planets of the solar system, Saturn and Jupiter, are going head-to-head in a square aspect. Jupiter is in Taurus, and Saturn is in Aquarius. Jupiter is our exuberance, optimism, hope, the teachers in our lives. And Saturn is that dour, sober, material reality that puts the squeeze on things. Saturn can contract the optimism of Jupiter to the sense where you might feel less than hopeful, but it doesn't last forever. It's just a period of time that will take us through the beginning of the fall. That's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.